Sarah and Tennille. Life is a Highway, Sarah.
I love it. I love that song.
That is the Rascal Flatts version of the song, and it's from a movie.
I'm totally picturing my 4-year-old son when he was 4 singing this song because he loved Cars.
Cars! So it's from the movie Cars.
Yeah, it's like go-to jam when he was a little boy.
Yes, yes. So
I love it.
Here we are.
Right.
And we're preparing for road trips. The possibility of road trips.
This weekend is a 3-day weekend. We got Memorial Day upon us. The unofficial kickoff to summer. So
people are going to be getting in the cars and headed some places. And, you know, summer is approaching and lots of people take road trips in the summer. Because the vacationer surveyed over 1,000 adults. They did this last spring.
Okay.
And said, will you take a road trip this summer? Over half of them said yes at least once, and about 40% are going more than 500 miles one way.
Okay.
So we're taking some long road trips.
Well, I mean, my family falls in that yes and in the 40%.
Oh my goodness. Now, when we get over 500 miles, I'm kind of wanting to fly. But I have been on quite a few road trips.
Yes, and they can be a lot of fun.
They can be. But we got to prepare for them to make sure. And the very first thing that we always want to make sure that we do is make sure the car's ready. Check it out all the way around. Try to prevent any malfunctions if we can.
Yes.
You know, get it serviced. Check your tires. You know, we want all that ready.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to have any unexpected hiccups. And my husband, we are not going to leave the driveway without it being washed. So,
you can throw that in. So if you're going this weekend, go ahead and get this done now.
Just make sure that it's been serviced recently and everything is ready to go.
Yes, absolutely. What about where we're going to stay?
Yeah, so if you're doing an overnight stay along the way, or that may be part of the whole plan, you know, you need to think ahead. And times have changed a little. It's not like you can always pull up at a hotel and there's an open room, you know. So I just like to plan ahead and reserve ahead of time.
Well, especially holiday weekend. You don't want to take for granted that you're going to find somewhere. And the prices.
Right, and the cleanliness.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get stuck just anywhere. And, you know, you can get a better price if you book ahead than maybe a drive-up price.
Absolutely. So that needs to be part of your plan for your road trip, is your overnight stays.
Well, you know, one of the things that we do this, my family, if we're going to have to stop off along the way, say we're doing a long road trip and we're doing a stop off, have a one night bag.
Oh.
So instead of having to unload the big heavy luggage, we plan ahead. We've got like one little tote bag that's got everything we need for the quick one night stay.
That makes sense.
And take that in and hey, we're ready to go. And we don't have to drag everything inside.
You got toiletries.
Yep.
You have medication. Yep.
We got everything with us in that bag.
I love that.
And that makes life a little bit easier if you have to stop off along the way somewhere.
I think that's like my new favorite tip for road
tripping. Yes, you need to do that.
I love it. Okay, so the next tip I feel like my husband wrote.
Okay.
We're going to get up and leave early in the morning.
Okay, yeah, I'm a morning person. I like to go ahead and get on the road.
Well, that is easy. When the kids were younger, we'd just pick them up, put them in there. They're going to sleep part of the way.
Yeah.
And also, like, we're going to get where we're getting in time to do some stuff that same day, hopefully.
That's right.
Within a one-day drive. And then, if you run into road construction or, who knows, a wreck, whatever, you still have some time if you have to run into some backups that are not planned.
And we do run into more things on the road now, I think, than we used to.
More people are on the road.
And so, leaving early in the morning, I think that does.
Well, you know, it's part of your day. So we like to get there and be able to use part of that day to do some stuff we want to do.
Yeah. And you mentioned your kids being asleep for part of the journey. Download a road trip playlist that you can enjoy, or maybe even some podcasts. I recommend Bringing It Home with Sarah and Tennille. If you've missed some episodes, this is a great time to catch up on those. But some things for you to listen to and enjoy while the kids are sleeping. You know, we always bring things along for the kids to listen to, but then we kind of don't want to listen to that while they're checked out.
We have a car bag. Like, everybody has their own car bag, except for the driver usually, which is Josh.
Yes.
But, so I'll throw like books, or I love to do word search and stuff like that in the car. Now, I get car sick real easy, so I got to be real careful about it.
Okay.
But the kids have car bags too. So they'll throw their stuff that they want to keep them occupied in there as well. Mm. So that's something that we do. And it also reduces screen time.
Other stuff to do besides watching DVDs the whole time.
Which is easy to just get in the car and let them.
It's easy.
You know, they're going to be quiet and they're going to be locked in, but they're missing what you're driving by too.
Yeah.
And then the conversation with the family in the car.
Now, I can just picture your family growing up when you were little, that you guys used to play these car games. I don't know why I think you would be driving and it's like, you know, I guess that's what it is.
My kids do it too. Like, we print a map and we check off the states.
Oh, wow.
That we see. And then I've also, for long road trips, made them like a notebook, and we look for like certain signs. It's like a car bingo.
See, why did I know that?
Yeah, you already knew.
Car bingo?
It's so fun. Yes. We have all kinds of games that we play in the car.
Oh, my word. But it is good to have some educational things. You know, you mentioned the crosswords and word searches and stuff that you like to bring. But it's also good that you have that stuff for the kids.
Absolutely.
Now, we know we're going to have snacks and we're going to have drinks.
Yeah.
We need to bring some of those with us because every time we stop for gas, we don't need to run in there and raid the convenience store.
No, and we don't just need to, like, eat to be eating, like, out of boredom, which I can do sometimes.
I know, because we're trapped in a car, Sarah.
Yeah, I know, and I get car sick, so I can't read them. So, no, I'm with you. And those need to be, you need to have some healthy options.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you let them eat sugar, all candy and cakes and all this,
gracious,
they can't burn any of this sugar off. Remember that. You're in a car strapped in.
Yeah.
So you need to have some things that are going to be healthy, not empty sugar.
And for you and the driver or whatever, too, you want to stay alert and awake and not fall into that sugar coma, you know, for sure. But yeah, water is a go-to. We pack a lot of trail mix. Because my whole family loves stuff like that. Beef jerky.
Okay.
Not just, you know, we always have chips and candy and stuff too. But there's other options.
Well, one thing I like to take on vacation or road trips, I like to have disposable stuff. The plates, the forks, the spoons, cups. Even a trash bag or two. That helps. It helps you from junking up your car. But even once you get to the hotel that you're staying in, you know, you may grab something to eat and not have plates or not have enough forks. Or, you know, I always like to have that stuff with me.
I think that's really smart.
I don't use glasses in a hotel room. So, but many of them have transitioned to cups anyway since COVID. But always have some of those extras along the way. Even if you don't use them on the trip, you can bring them back home and use them.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I always travel with hand sanitizer too. Pulled over somewhere that there's not somewhere to wash your hands easily.
So. Yeah, have that in the car with you because, you know, you're eating those snacks. And so you want to make sure that you've got a way to sanitize.
Yeah. Along the lines of keeping that trash bag, like when you stop, like, take that minute to clean out the car. Don't wait till the end of your trip and you're back home and stuff is falling out of the vehicle. You know, make sure your windshield is good and clean for the driver. But take a minute to kind of pick up.
Because when you're on a road trip, it seems like you end up with more bug guts on the windshield than anywhere else.
Yes,
so.
I know. I'm with you. And then just, we got these snacks and you may hit a drive-thru or whatever. Just get the stuff out.
Yeah, I like doing that. Mm-hmm. I think I do a better job of that when I'm traveling than I do when I'm local. Well, and you know, when you have some breaks, schedule in some fun breaks. Don't just stop at the gas station only. And, you know, if you're passing through something that would be neat to take a picture at or visit.
You may not be back there again.
You know, make sure that you do that. Look up some interesting things to see along the way. Somehow, I think you do that.
You already know.
Yeah, you probably do that.
Okay, where are we going? So let me map this out. And what can we stop and see?
Yeah, so, you know, have some fun, especially if you're traveling with children.
Yes.
Make sure that you've got some fun breaks.
And look, you probably know this about me too, but I love to nap in the car. And we do not travel without our pillow and our blanket. Like, even me as a 40-something-year-old woman, if I'm going on a road trip.
Are you 40-something? something?
Yeah,
wow.
You know that.
Okay. Yes. Well,
I'm taking my pillow and my blankie with me.
Well, see, I don't sleep on road trips, so I don't need a pillow.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep. I don't care who's driving. I don't sleep while we're riding. But I could use a blanket because I want the driver to be comfortable.
Right.
And so if they want the air conditioning on and it's a little too chilly for me, a blanket is a nice idea.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
And it's great for your kids, mm-hmm. too, because they may nap.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to be comfortable.
Yeah, you sure. want them to be able to nap if they want to. But, you know, for safety reasons, keep in touch with other people that's not on the trip with you.
Oh, yeah.
Let them know where you are and what time you expect to be somewhere, you know, and then check in with them when you get there. It's just always good for somebody to know where you are.
Oh, yeah. Not to, like, keep up with them the whole time they're there.
No.
I like to know that my people have gotten there and they're mm-hmm. safe. And then let me know when you're headed back.
Right.
So I'll know what time to
get. I mean, we even do that with each other.
Yeah.
You know, it takes to be like, okay, yeah, we're heading home.
Yes, we had a great time
yeah.
on the road. I'll let you know when I get
uh-huh.
back.
Yeah,
I think
all
it's
those
just
things.
Important. I want to know that my people are safe.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
It takes no time to do
no.
that. But, you know, we may not be heading on road trips this weekend, but you and I both got some exciting things going on in our lives this weekend.
We do. It's like birthday week. My daughter's birthday is this week. So.
Oh. Happy birthday to Bailey Ann.
Yes.
You might do a road trip. I don't know.
Well, you know, we have in the past that's been her birthday present. It was like a weekend somewhere.
Okay,
not
so you never
year.
Know. You never
yes.
know. Well, it's our wedding anniversary this
yes.
week. So we're celebrating a wedding anniversary. Don't think we're doing a road trip or anything like that, but we definitely want to celebrate that. So happy
yes.
anniversary to Charles.
And it's falling on the long weekend, so good for y'all.
I know. Love it. Love it.
Yes. Well, if anybody is heading out this weekend or anytime over the summer, we hope you're road trip ready and that you have a great trip.
Yes, travel safe. In the words of Bob Marley, oh, I don't even have to ask. I know that he loved a great road trip and he wants us to live the life we love.
And love the life we live.
Travel safely. Happy Memorial Day.